You ever heard of that?
I don't know what you could.
Have you ever heard of the tree lawn? Never heard of tree lawn?
You see, I ain't ever lived in no places like that, and I didn't know nothing about it.
Sure. What would if you were coming to a man's farm down the road here, and you came to the turnoff that went from the road up to the man's house? What would you call that? You say you're going up the
driveway.
Call it the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Up to the house is a driveway.
What would you call if you were? What would you call the track that you drive your cattle down when you carry them to the pasture? You'd say you're driving them down the what?
Driving them down to the pasture.
What's the track that they walk along?
Yeah, they call that a cow trail.
Just a cow trail?
A cow trail to the pasture. You see, you bring them back and forth up that same trail. Mm-hmm.
What if you were going up to a great big plantation, you know, from the road, and there were trees on both sides leading up, you know, to the entrance? What would you call that?
I really still call it a driveway.
Just a driveway?
That's right.
Sure.
That's the way to the house.
Mm-hmm. If you were walking along and you saw a crow in the field eating up somebody's corn, you might reach down and pick up something to throw at it. What would you pick up to throw at it?
Rock.
Pick up a rock. And you'd say, you picked up a rock and you did what?
Threw it.
Just threw it at the crow?
Yeah, threw it at the crow.
Have you ever heard anybody say something other than throw a rock? He might say what?
A lot of folks say chunk it.
Chunk a rock? Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference how big that thing is? If it were kind of small, would you still call it a rock?
Still call it a rock.
If it was a great big thing, would you still call it a rock?
That's right, still call it a rock.
Have you ever heard very young children say something like that? They say, would they still say they're just going to throw it, or would children say chunk it?
Well, a lot of children would say throw it, and a lot of them would say chunk it.
They'd
be playing ball, and you hear them say chunk it to me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You might call this, the place that you live. What would you call the place that you live, this place right here? So that's not just my house, that's my what?
Dwelling.
Dwelling or?
Dwelling, but this is my dwelling place.
Mm-hmm. You might call it your home too?
My home place.
Sure.
You'd call it home, you know, when you leave somebody else's house, you head for home, don't you?
That's right. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they'd say, no, he's not.
He's not here.
He's not here, or he's not. If they were going to say something about home, he'd say, well, no, he's not.
He's not at home.
Right.
Well, what would you do then? They didn't tell you you'd go on back, would you?
I wouldn't know what to do. I don't know if I should wait around or come back later. If someone came to visit and you met this person out in the yard, you might say, well, just wait a minute, she's
in the house.
Mm-hmm. Or she might be, if she's baking some cookies, yeah. You'd say she's in the
kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you invited somebody to come in, you might say, well, come on in, sit down, and make yourself
comfortable.
Make yourself comfortable.
A lot of folks make yourself at home, but that's getting too much work.